This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, not a rumor, you can bet on an Adele residency in Vegas. But if you're hoping to snag a seat, you'll want to see this.
Well, hang on a minute.
Then Rihanna, now royalty, why she's with Prince Charles.
May you continue to shine like a diamond.
Plus, Sandra Bullock sounding off on marriage.
I am someone who went through the divorce process.
And Jen Aniston's new TV role, the iconic 80s character she's bringing back to prime time.
Don't tell anybody.
Then, and just like that, we've got your first look.
Hello, lovers.
And why Legally Blonde 3 is coming faster than you can.
What am I allowed to tell?
E.T. starts now.
Katy Perry, Carrie Underwood, Usher, Shania Twain. It's a full house in Las Vegas, and now you can add in the Queen of Hearts. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Let's bring in Michelle Turner at Madame Tussauds, New York and yes. Times Square. Adele's the Queen of Hearts. That's who I was talking about. I was talking about Adele, not you.
That's right. Call me the Ace of Spades, honey. That's who I would like to be, all right? But yes, we are talking about Adele, and she is saying hello to a Sin City residency, and we've got all the mind-blowing details. Forget one night only, Adele is giving us 22. Celebs went wild over her just-announced residency starting January 21st at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace.
This is the first time that my son has ever seen me perform.
With two weekend shows through April 16th, it's perfect for the single mom to avoid going on a world tour, taking time away from 9-year-old Angelo and her man, Rich Paul. And it's estimated the 33-year-old could make over $1 million per show. That should make up for Adele's aversion to the weather.
The heat was like killing me because I'm from Tottenham, North London, right? So being in the desert, I was dying.
Celine Dion's gum.
That's right. And it's my proudest possession.
Adele actually met her girl crush at Caesars. Celine's reign spanned 16 years, raking in more than $650 million. Pre-sale ticket registration for Weekends with Adele closes Thursday, and if demand exceeds supply, tickets won't be available for the public. Now, all hail the new Queen of Barbados, Riri.
Ambassador Robin Rihanna Fenty, may you continue to shine like a diamond and bring honor to your nation.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Rihanna, beaming behind her mask in this tangerine halter, was declared a national hero in her native country. Barbados officially broke ties with England, ending Queen Elizabeth's reign. Prince Charles was there representing the 95-year-old monarch. Riri will now be able to use Right Excellent before her name, maybe even on her upcoming album, which fans have been waiting 5 years for.
How soon, Ri?
I do not want to torment them or tease them. Guys, I promise.
I mean, maybe we should just stop asking her, Kevin, because I know what Rihanna's doing. She's spending that time counting those billions that she's worth.
That and busy being in love. You know that. All right, Michelle, I'll holler at you in a minute. Now to Sandra Bullock. She's laying it all on the red table, talking about divorce, marrying again, and a subject she and I have discussed many times before, being the mother of two black children.
To say that I wish our skins matched, sometimes I do.
Yeah,
because then it would be easier on how people approach us. And maybe one day that will go away. Maybe one day we will be able to see with different eyes.
Sandra does her best to keep 9-year-old daughter Lila and now 11-year-old son Louie out of the spotlight. She's told me often over the years how proud she is to be their mom.
I was just blessed with incredible kids. I want them to grow up to be who they're supposed to be. And if I can manage that, you know, just keep some bumpers on the side. You know, that's all I can ask for.
Every once in a while, it's brought to my attention that Our skin pigmentation is different color. I said, well, wait till summer. I'm gonna get pretty close.
In 2010, Sandra divorced reality star Jesse James after he admitted to cheating on her. Now she's been in a six-year relationship with photographer Brian Randall. In this exclusive preview of tomorrow's episode of Red Table Talk on Facebook Watch, she reveals why she doesn't feel the need to say I do.
I am someone who went through the divorce process.
Right.
I found the love of my life. We share two beautiful children, his older daughter. It's the best thing ever. Yeah. So I don't want to say do it like I do it, but I don't need a paper to be a devoted partner mother. Yeah. I don't need to be told to be ever present in the hardest of times. Think about what kind of parent he would be. Mm-hmm. Think about what kind of parent you would be, and what if something happened?
Yeah.
Would you both be great parents to those children, even if you didn't make it as a couple?
Exactly. Right.
Think about the children first.
Amen to that. And I will be with Sandra tonight at her Hollywood premiere for her new movie, The Unforgivable. All right, Nichelle, you have news about Sandra's buddy, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yes, indeed I do, Mr. Frazier. Listen, Friends fans, Jennifer will always be Rachel Green. We get that. But get ready to wrap your head around Jennifer as another famous TV blonde, Blair Warner.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Jen's all in as spoiled rich girl Blair. She'll star alongside Gabrielle Union as Tootie, Allison Tolman as Natalie, Catherine Hahn as Joe, and Ann Dowd as Mrs. G. How'd Aniston get the role? Well, look no further than her BFF executive producer, Jimmy Kimmel.
We know you're working on another live in front of a studio audience. What are the chances we could get the Friends to be part of the live show next?
Oh, I would say they're good. Yeah. Listen, the Friends are always on my radar. You know, they promised they'd be there for us.
Jen's ex, Justin Theroux, is also an executive producer of the show, which will air December 7th on ABC, along with the reenactment of Different Strokes. Look forward to seeing John Lithgow as Mr. Drummond, Damon Wayans as Willis, and Kevin Hart, the perfect Arnold.
What'd you tell about me?
While we wait to see Gabrielle as Tootie, she was serving up neon green looks last night at the London Fashion Awards. From Kate Beckinsale to Billy Porter, black and white was a trend. Priyanka and Nick arrived together holding hands and seemingly shutting down those breakup rumors. Always the gentleman, Nick helped his lady out, fixing her train and making sure her fashion shot was flawless. Also flawless, have you seen the new trailer for And Just Like That?
If you have good friends in your corner, anything's possible.
Carrie, party of three?
More than 30 different designer looks, four new co-stars, Nicole Ari Parker, Karen Pittman, Sarita Chowdhury, and Sara Ramirez, two of Charlotte's kids, all grown up, and one Mr. Big.
Honey, I'm home.
I remember when you kept your sweaters in the stove.
There are always going to be roads not taken.
So you can't have it all?
No, you can. It's just really hard.
The 10-episode series premieres December 9th on HBO Max.
You're still... you. Hello, lovers.
'Cause I slept.
And this morning, the queen of fashion, Beyoncé, dropped her new Ivy Park collection. The best part? A kid update. Check out 9-year-old Blue Ivy and 4-year-old Rumi rocking mama's fashions and totally twinning.
It feel good to be me.
Star kids pack the campaign. There's Kobe Bryant's daughter, Natalia, and Reese Witherspoon's mini-me's, Ava and Deacon Phillippe. That entire Ivy Park collection, straight fire. And now, you can actually go ahead and add Rita Moreno to the list of style slayers. I was with her and her starstruck cast celebrating the return of West Side Story.
Life matters even more than love.
She was the best human being on the planet to play this role.
She had everybody dancing. She was playing the drums. She's dancing.
Imagine my grandson, my little baby, beautiful baby boy, is here to see this.
Is Grandma making you blush?
Oh, no, I'm a lucky man. I'm used to it. She always steals the whole room.
All eyes were on Rita at the New York City premiere on the 60th anniversary of the OG movie. But can you believe this?
After the movie came out and I won the Oscar and the Golden Globe, I couldn't get a job. I was offered lesser gang movies. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. And P.S., I didn't work.
Fast forward to now, not only does Rita star in the remake in theaters December 10th, she's also an executive producer as well as mentor to newcomer Rachel Zegler, who beat out 35,000 hopefuls for the part of Maria.
It is just ridiculous. I can't believe this is my life.
Also in NYC last night, the Gotham Awards, where newly engaged Kristen Stewart told us she's enjoying the title of fiancé.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's why we did it. Yeah.
Kristen took home this year's performer tribute for her portrayal of Princess Diana in Spencer. As for more award show buzz,
the fact that this is touching people and so pervasively is, I think, to her credit, and I'm glad to stand by and watch.
The big winner of the night, The Lost Daughter, Maggie Gyllenhaal's feature directorial debut. She even got to call the shots with husband Peter Sarsgaard.
I have so much respect for him. I think he's so talented.
How do you think he would rate you as a boss?
As a boss? Yeah. I'm a great boss. No, I am. I like all about the love train.
Nominee Tessa Thompson is gearing up to start filming Creed 3, which will be her co-star Michael B. Jordan's directorial debut.
It's been an aspiration of his. He always knew he would direct the third. He's born for it. He's always been so actively involved in these movies in general. They really are his heart. And so I'm just really excited to support him in this part of his journey.
Jennifer Coolidge gave us another movie update on Legally Blonde 3.
Spill.
I've heard just through the grapevine that I guess Mindy Kaling is like almost finished, or they finished it. They haven't passed it to me yet, but I get encouraging, you know, texts and DMs from Reese, so that something's happening.
And yeah, good job.
Yeah, because we're all just over here bending and snapping and waiting. We've got more movie news for fans of Spider-Man.
What just happened?
Spider-Man No Way Home hits theaters in 17 days, but will it be Tom Holland's last time putting on the suit?
You put me on the spot.
And
watermelon sugar.
Harry Styles made major news joining the Marvel Universe, so why are we breaking the news to Doctor Strange himself, Benedict Cumberbatch?
I didn't even know he was.
Then we're at The Voice, putting a spotlight on a Kelly Clarkson quirk you'll never unsee.
Now I just say it so they have to drink.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I can't save everyone.
17 days until Tom Holland returns as Spider-Man, but it will not be his last. This is great news. Producer Amy Pascal said Tom is expected to keep playing Spidey at least 3 more times. And we know that fellow Avenger Benedict Cumberbatch is locked into the MCU, but what does he think about the new direction Marvel is headed? Lauren Zima found out.
Are you excited about Harry Styles joining the Marvel Universe?
I didn't even know he was. I'm so out of the loop.
Out of the loop or keeping up the infamous Marvel Code of Silence?
I can't tease anything, really, other than it's going to be a great film.
Well, before Benedict returns as Doctor Strange in Spider-Man No Way Home next month, he's starring with another Spider-Man veteran, Kirsten Dunst, in their new movie, The Power of the Dog. He's a tough-as-nails rancher riding the range.
What was the hardest part of all that for you? I mean, you're riding horses, you're smoking cigarettes in almost every scene.
I got incredibly sick on numerous occasions because there's no filter and you can't fake it as Phil. You've got to really draw deep. And I sort of green on the floor after a couple of those scenes.
Kirsten's real-life love, Jesse Plemons, co-stars as Benedict's brother. Kirsten is the woman Jesse's character falls for in this Western that's in theaters now and streaming on Netflix tomorrow.
You are marvelous, Rose.
This is your second time playing husband and wife after Fargo. What is it that you love most about working together?
You start, baby. You go.
For whatever reason, you just sort of click with someone creatively, and it just was pretty easy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I love the scene, Kirsten, where you teach him to dance.
One, two, three.
Who is the better dancer in real life?
I've got, like, old man
moves.
You have
great moves.
Yeah.
I don't know. We both dance just fine.
Yeah.
Depends how much you've had to drink.
I mean, a tipsy Jesse and Kirsten on the dance floor, I can dig it. All right, somebody else making big moves? TV legend Henry Winkler.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Revealing a Fonzie fear why he never actually drove that iconic Happy Days motorcycle.
Wow.
Then,
I had mental health issues after The Bachelor.
Coming out and coming clean what Colton Underwood is only telling E.T.
All right, I'm asking a question that everybody wants to know.
Okay, we teased Kelly about navigating and saying navigate all the time.
Navigate.
She's the queen of navigating.
I do say navigating quite a bit, but now I just say it so they have to drink.
I mean, come on, does Blake really need a reason? The voice coaches navigated Kelly's favorite word into a drinking game this season. Hilarious. Meanwhile, former Bachelor Colton Underwood is using his voice to tell his coming out story and the backlash that followed. To ET Online's Denny Directo.
The reason I'm coming out is because I'm ashamed and I'm sort of mortified of what got me to this position in the first place.
There was a petition for Netflix to cancel the show. What do you say to those critics of yours that felt like you're monetizing your coming out?
It was hard for me to see. I had lived my life so publicly before all of this. You know, I had sort of the fame, but in my opinion, I had the fame for a version of myself that I wasn't happy with. Right. So that wasn't really a factor, didn't really process or go through my mind when I was, you know, agreeing to do this show.
Be honest, was there any part of you where you felt like this is also a chance to redeem yourself?
Yeah, because I ran from a community that I belonged to my entire life, and I was born this way, and, right. and I didn't want to be.
The 6-episode reality TV series Coming Out Colton debuts Friday and follows the former Bachelor's journey to sharing his truth. The photo for the eye-opening show is special, taken moments after Colton came out to his dad.
I guess basically what I'm trying to tell you is I'm gay. The thing that he said to me that meant more than anything, that meant more than I love you or I'm always going to be here for you, is like, well, how can I take this off your plate? Who can I tell? I thought there would have been a little shame or like a little hesitation.
I only have one life. Something's got to change.
It's no secret. I struggled. I had mental health issues after The Bachelor, all the way until everybody so publicly got to see me sort of spiral.
Colton, come back!
What of those dark times are you most nervous for your family to see in this show?
The suicide attempt and the depression and anxiety.
Colton's darkest moments came shortly after his messy breakup with fiancée Cassie Randolph. She filed for a restraining order, accusing him of putting a tracking device on her car.
Would I sit down and have a conversation with her? Absolutely. And I would answer any questions that she had, whether they were hard ones, easy ones, even if she just wanted to vent, I would be there to listen.
Have you forgiven yourself yet?
I'm in the process of it.
You know, Colton also told Denny that he is happily in a relationship, but Kevin, he says that he's choosing now to set boundaries and he's also keeping things private.
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, you know, during your lifetime, I think all of us have a list of great TV icons who we have loved. For me, one of those folks, Arthur Fonzarelli. Well, now you can have a piece of the Fonz, and it's another ET exclusive.
Hey!
Wow. I mean, we're talking about iconic Fonzie gear. And not just the jacket, but the T-shirt, too.
Ho!
This is one of the 6 jackets.
Yes. The first one was stolen,
mm-hmm.
and then they made 6. So one, we had the lining ripped out so I could water ski in it.
Jump the shark.
And then one went to the Smithsonian.
You're not a motorcycle rider,
I'm
are
not
you?
A motorcycle rider. I did not. Well, I rode it for
so
about a minute and a half. They put it on a plank of wood with 4 rubber wheels pulled by a truck. And did I not look great?
So where's all this stuff been since Happy Days went off the air 37 years ago? Sitting in 27 boxes at Henry's house. Some of it he didn't even know he had.
I didn't know I had the outfit at Bronco's Garage. I pulled that out of the box. Oh my God. I found out that I was a hoarder.
Henry's putting a lifetime of treasures up for auction to benefit a good cause. The nonprofit This Is For Humanity, co-founded by his daughter, Zoe Winkler-Reines. The Bonhams auction goes live December 8th. The Fonz's outfit is valued at $50,000 to $70,000.
A regular smorgasbord.
There's the real Scream Master.
I cut them, and then I went to the prop man. I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, throw them out. I said, you know what? I'll take them. I'll save them for today.
All right, the Water Boy, this is an iconic jacket. This is from Heroes.
That jacket I wore in Heroes.
How cool is that to have a piece of your history, this character that you brought to life in the Smithsonian?
It's indescribable because I came from a time when no one knew about learning challenges, when I was told I would not accomplish, and Dummy has a jacket in the Smithsonian. Where are you?
You know, he really overcame so much to become a star, and that is one of the nicest people in Hollywood right there. Love spending time with Henry. All right, from a TV legend to a music icon, a sneak peek at our Dionne Warwick exclusive. Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So many young people are tuned in and waiting for everything you say.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Tomorrow, my exclusive sit-down with icon, legend, and queen of Twitter, Dionne Warwick. And Taylor Swift fans, yes, she said what she said about the scarf.
What's he doing with the scarf? Give it back to her. Left my scarf there at your sister's house. Like I said, if he can't afford it, I'll pay the postage.
I cannot wait for you to see this. Take care, everybody. It's been a decade. Give the scarf back. Come on.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.